Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that staff numbers at Bank of Ireland will be reduced in the second half of the year, including 260 voluntary redundancies, with further cuts likely next year. Miles O'Grady, the bank's boss, said that some of the reduction in headcount was due to the use of artificial intelligence in areas such as financial services, as the bank begins to deploy AI in a more meaningful way across the board. With a cost target of €2 billion for 2027, Mr. O'Grady said he expects Bank of Ireland will be a smaller and leaner organisation by then. Its cost base increased by 6% last year, while its headcount was up by just over 200 to 11,386, partly due to bringing IT services in-house. Asked at a news conference whether AI would replace roles in Bank of Ireland, the CEO said it would change them. The total headcount by 2027 will be smaller than it is today, and part of that will be from AI. The FT reports that the IMF has upgraded its global growth forecast amid signs that Donald Trump's trade war will do less damage to the world economy than initially feared, with a weaker dollar cushioning the impact of tariffs on US trading partners. The fund's updated world economic outlook shows that global growth is expected to be 3% this year and 3.1% in 2026, up from the previous projections of 2.8% and 3% respectively. The world's two largest economies, the US and China, both have received upgrades. Sean Murray in the Irish Examiner reports that Ireland's media regulator has successfully defended a high court challenge from the social media giant X over its new online safety code. The judgment was delivered in the judicial review taken by X, formerly Twitter, against Comisión Naman over the code, which fully took effect last week. Both sides have been on a collision course over the online safety code, which obliges major platforms, including X, Meta and TikTok, to adopt safeguards to protect children online. Last week, Comisión Naman wrote to X to express its concerns that it had not adopted measures to verify the ages of users to allow them to watch pornography on the platform. It had given the Elon Musk-owned firm until last Friday to respond, and it did so, with X saying that it had adopted such age assurance measures in Ireland. The regulator said that it would now assess if this was robust enough to adhere to the code.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.